the tagline of my actual podcast, which is City Angels. Oh, man. I'm going to keep it the same. Black Goddess Experience. Slick Talk Live.
Thank you.
But yeah, we come to you live with Isha. Isha the Queen. Isha the Nail Tech. She's more than a nail tech, though. She's a doula, an artiste, and everything that Mother Earth Queen shall be in it. So a shining example. I love this girl. When I first met her, I fell completely in love, y'all. I was like, you was like my soul. Like, I'm so happy to have met you. Like, so fucking dope. Like,
oh my God, stop.
For real. You just like won my whole soul. I was like, I'm so happy you exist, because I wasn't experiencing people like you in my life. You know what I mean? And I was sick of being the only dope person. So let me stop. I don't mean that y'all are the people that was in my life. I'm just being silly. Y'all know me, though. Y'all know me, nigga. I'm just, okay, all right, I was just saying, though. Anyway, on another level of dopeness. You know what I'm saying? A whole all-around type of dope motherfucker. Like, on that spiritual stuff, on that physical stuff, on that mental stuff, on that emotional tip. Like, all around. Doing it, living it up, how she, walking it, how she talking it, you know what I mean? Aww. It's like,
I feel all in, like, not embarrassed, but like, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, I'm gonna be quiet. That'd be a lot to endure, because I'll be the same way. I'll be y'all in the inside, like, this mug don't really know me, though. I'm really a freak. No, I'm just talking shit. That's why I love my Slick Talk Live, though, because we keep it real. You already know how we do up on her. Period.
So wait, I want to say real quick for people who don't know that if you like people can see when you like screenshot their Snapchat.
Girl, isn't that embarrassing a little bit?
It's interesting.
Especially if you're not supposed to be.
But it's people who don't know, so I just kind of want to like, you know,
put the word out, like don't be screenshotting, because they just notifying the people, y'all.
I was just saying, my friend was saying that she was taking screenshots of her ex's girlfriend, and she had no idea that this girl could see who, and that, you know, the person was like doing that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, mm-hmm. That's just so dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. I don't be on there often.
Dang, that's mad. It's fire. Look at that. Mm-hmm. It looks like a black chalkboard.
I was thinking that too. One day this one got real white with like streaks in it. And it looked just so freaking sweet. It just rubbed off though. Y'all like my new record here playing right now? It's like, I'm just kidding. It's not even me, y'all. But I like it. It's a nice record.
Oh my God. You're so funny. She had to just let y'all know that that ain't her.
All right, period, real quick. I was just bullshit. I get sued. I wish I could do this.
Oh, shoot. I never heard this song before.
You like it?
My girl.
Yeah. Who is this?
Kareem Baby.
Oh, girl, I knew it was somebody sound nice and cute and familiar like her right there. That's a good one. Hey. That music serenade y'all saw.
I love dope artists. Mm-hmm. Like, seriously, that, like, just make music.
Out they soul.
Out they soul.
Yes. I understand what you mean.
So, one of my friends, Monica Blair.
Mm-hmm.
Dope artist.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like inexplicable. Like,
she is
just dope. She and that's just what it is. And it's like,
Monica Blair is dope as fuck. Where's she been? Where's she at? How's she doing?
She actually just moved to Chicago. She had like a show out in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And they kind of let her like express herself. Mm. Like, I haven't seen, like, the show yet, and I'm waiting to, like, hear from her how it went and everything. But from what she was explaining to me, it's art.
Mm. Okay, it's dope that
the venues, the smaller venues is dope because they let you kind of, like...
do what you need to do. Yeah. Yeah, I like that, too.
I just thought about Rochelle for real, how she came here this... was that this summer or last summer? And they were saying that she was acting crazy. And I was saying how, you know, if she had done that in a smaller venue and people knew that that's what they was going to get, nobody would have said she was crazy. Mm. But people was expecting her to sing her songs from, like, the 90s. You know what I'm saying?
Who is it? Rochelle?
Yeah, Rochelle Pharrell.
Oh, yeah.
The jazz singer.
Okay.
You didn't hear you about make that?
A, oh, I love them, Matt, now.
No. They wasn't all Matt?
Mm-mm.
Oh, not yet.
You did the middle one, though, right? That one was...
No, I think this one. I didn't do this one.
Right, that's right. Okay.
We having a whole meeting about whether her nails gonna be Matt or shiny.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Matt. Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all.
But you didn't hear about that. Everybody
Discover
was talking about
offering
it.
FICO credit scores no, to everyone for free.
I did. Enlighten us a little further.
And checking your score won't hurt your credit.
Those who don't know.
We call it the Discover
she came
credit
here,
scorecard.
And she, once you know like, your score,
you should check to see
was
kind of
like
is the best fit for
being
you.
A hit.
Check your credit.
Oh, and they called her crazy.
Discover.com
yeah.
But I don't remember
and they
that.
They said that she was, like, trying to give people water and...
what kind of water? Blessed water?
Bottle water.
I don't
know.
Why
they
mad at that?
She wanted the good people.
3, 1.
To, like,
three,
stay hydrated.
7, 1, 7.
I don't understand why they're mad at that.
I mean, because it was not what they expected. You know, when you go and see like a
these so bossy. Block, block, block with the 2 matte nails with the one with the stones and it's matte and it's everything.
When you go to see an artist, you expect them to sing the songs that you know.
Yeah, that's true.
3.
And you don't expect them to offer you water. I don't know. I just think it was like,
oh,
you know,
really
to me,
don't
I feel,
expect them to offer you. You don't expect it. They caught her going crazy, though. I thought that would be
I mean,
that's
like,
different.
It was
that's
like
different.
Crazy behavior. And I guess, you know, it was a little strange. But, you know, we like stuff like that.
I know. Like, I'm over here.
I would be like,
ooh, like,
hey. Yeah, I want some water from Rochelle Pharrell. And if she wanted to talk about something, I don't know. But see, that's what I'm saying. If people hadn't knew that's what she was going to do, I think it probably would have been.
Receptive and received it. I mean,
caught people off guard. And that's not the place. Shane Park is not the place for hip hop.
It's not?
No. I mean, how do you think you're going to see, like, I'm seeing a show?
True.
I guess it could be.
But they smoking there.
I know. But it was like a hippie vibe that she was in.
Man, I wish it was the place. Cause that's where the water at. Hippies like that spot.
No.
I'm talking about I wish it was the place. Can we make it the place, please? You're right, though. Detroit. Regular Detroit ain't feeling that shit.
The That's what I mean.
The vast majority of people that already be going there, they,
I mean.
They don't.
Right.
You're right.
They're...
Hey, what's up, y'all? Me and my baby Isha sitting here talking about if Prince was to come into your bedroom singing this song right here. Shh. What'd he say, nah? What would you do? Hey. I said, I don't know. I would be excited, but I don't think I could give him the do. But Isha, what you say you would do?
I said, it depends on which Prince it is. If it's Prince with that afro, no, take it back. But if it's Prince and his sexy heyday, then that's something different.
You gonna give him the coochie?
Ooh! Girl, whatever, like, I think I would just probably just let him, like, do whatever he wanted to do.
Okay.
Because I don't know what he was good at. Like you were saying, like, he probably had some good head, but...
That's what I think. The old him, though. The one with the afro. I think he got that experience. And he probably not like, oh, girl, I know what to do. Nah, shit. He like, he eats you alive. Like, he might fuck the shit out of you, low-key. Prince might be Freaky Friend.
I couldn't call it the young Prince.
You can't call
I can't wrap my mind around what he was like.
You think he had a big
penis? Like whether he had a big penis.
Right! That's exactly what I was thinking.
I actually Googled that one time.
What did it say?
Like, had anybody seen what his penis looked like? Or did Prince have a big penis?
And what did it say?
Nothing. I couldn't find
nothing. No, nobody know.
I couldn't find nothing. So,
ain't nobody never said Prince had a big dick immediate or nothing.
I know, right?
Never ever had
and
it
it's
ever.
Sexual.
And when you look at him, he look like a woman. That's why I'm like.
But women love him.
But do you think it would be? See, I'm not into this shit. I'm gonna be honest. I'm not into man no man. But like you remember, when Jamie Foxx said he seen that nigga and thought he was so pretty. Was that Jamie Foxx? Said he seen Prince and he was like, that was a pretty motherfucker. Or was it Eddie Murphy? Somebody said that shit and was like, for a second there they turned gay.
Oh, I think Charlie Murphy said that about Nikki Free.
No, somebody said that shit about Princess. I think it was Jamie Foxx ass in one of his stand-ups. But anyway.
Oh, I need to know who actually said that because I might have to look at them.
I feel like pulling it up. I can't right now, but I think it was Jamie Foxx and his stand-up girl talking about. He turned into a whole bitch for a moment. Like, oh.
I sound like Jamie Foxx.
I think it's like he said this nigga. He's trying to be hard and shit. Like, yeah, what up, Prince? He said that nigga looked at me in my eyes. I was like,
I don't know, dude.
They didn't give it to him. He, like that song, he probably was taking it, so I give it to him. He probably was being the whole bottle. Dang.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't really say, well, oh, yeah. You know.
He probably wants you to put the strap on, like, bitch, fuck me. Oh, God.
See, now I'm like thinking.
I don't like thinking.
That's like.
Too much fatigue. V. Oh, golly.
So, wait. So, that just made me think about Al Pacino and Superhead. She said she had went to his house and he wanted her to like scratch him or something, like hurt him or something, like scratch his back, make him bleed or
what
something weird like that. Yeah.
I don't want to know. Would you do that shit? That's in the room.
No.
I wouldn't know.
Like, what is that?
I know. Maybe if he was offering her like $500 million.
I don't even know if he was doing it. I think he was having her do that shit off the strength that he was Al Pacino. Like,
right. Oh, I see.
See, that'd be my thing. That these too. Guys, people be thinking just because they got money, they willing to give you some.
That's
and
true.
They really just do what they do off of who they is, and
true.
That's about all
that
you
is
gonna
so
get.
True.
They be so stingy.
Most of the time. You right. That is so real. I'm so glad we recording this, because that's the realest shit you ever wrote. Because them niggas do be having whole businesses and everything, and be like, acting like they can't give you shit. What
yeah,
you said?
Like, oh, you just supposed to want to do this for me, because,
yeah,
nigga, no.
No. I'm not one of your customers. They love to try to say that. I never said you was a customer. But what shit you gonna do?
Okay, so what's the equivalent of that? Like, what is the on the other side of that coin? If you the customer, but you if I'm the customer, but you just met me and you want to stick your penis down my throat, like, what do that make you? Because we gotta find something to say back to them, because I'm like really not offended at like them saying so I'm a customer, like, cause nigga what?
Yeah, right.
However
you
want
to call it.
Like, in nothing.
Right.
And then, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. You want to have penis play, and I want to be able to go shopping tomorrow.
Period.
So, like, what?
So, acting like you don't know what the fuck it is. You know what? I just was arguing with somebody in my IMVU chat game in the little strip club. Like, not really arguing, but the dude's on the side. He tried to call me a gold digger, a hoe. I say, none of that offends me.
Right.
But you're offended that you can't fuck this gold digger and this
right.
hoe because I get cash. Boy, I'm paid. It don't matter. He was mad. He was mad, mad. Because for real, he asked me, like, how much? And I was like, 50 bands. I was like, 25 to fuck, 50 to suck and fuck. I ain't lying. I swear to God, I said that on the guy. Shut that shit down every time. And they swear they ain't got it. It's a game, bitch. Create it. Make it appear out of nowhere if you really want it. If people do that, right? But no, really, guys, if they really want you, they be buying gifts. I done got so many gifts on this guy. I got diamond rings. And
okay, so explain to everybody what you're talking about.
Oh, the game I'm talking about is IMVU. Y'all know I be always bringing this up in every, like, episode.
Oh,
but okay. This shit interesting to me because it's really fun, like, social-wise, social networking. I don't really do, like, Facebook. I just deleted Facebook to make more room for this shit. But yeah, all of those like with real people, because real people suck. So this game is like a little virtual reality world, you know what I'm saying? And you create your avatar, and your avatar can go into different chat rooms and create, you know, do different actions in the chat rooms. So it's something like Sims, if you're familiar with The Sims, but it's like Reloaded 3000. I like it a lot better. Apparently the millennials been up on it since they've been like younger, but I ain't never heard of shit so just recently. So I've been
and
hooked.
Apparently you could be a whole like gold digger on in virtual reality too. Ain't that some shit?
Ain't that some shit? They just expect the fact that they like you that you should just become to whatever. Like I should be fucking every avatar in IMVU land, and I don't agree with that concept. So I make an outlandish, like I do in real life, price. Like, especially if I ain't feeling you, you on that tip. You didn't approach me on that tip. I ain't gave you no Google Eye. I ain't gave you no inclination that I like you at that moment, or we don't even know each other, nothing. Oh, yeah. That's, we're going straight there. We're going straight to that conversation, right? I feel like. Am I the only one who does that? Because tell me if I'm wrong. Motherfucker come tell me, like, straight up he want to hit it, or straight up he want to see how my lips feel, or straight up he want to see how my ass feels, or whatever the case may be. Sir, excuse me, you're not even appealing to me. That's gonna cost you. I don't mind, hey. But that's gonna fucking cost you.
Hey,
am I wrong, y'all? Y'all need to write into my show and let me know. Respond to some of these questions so we can kick it, because I need
I got
to know.
A question.
Go ahead.
You want, like, to find out what people think about, like, having sex with a millionaire just because he's a millionaire.
Ooh.
So I got asked that question a long time ago. Mm. And I was like, well, no. And they was like, yeah, right, yes, you would. I was like, why do you figure that? I was like, I have dated millionaires before, and I'm still working here with y'all. So why the fuck would you have sex with a millionaire just because he's a millionaire? You don't get to be a millionaire by association or by fucking. So my thing is, if I gotta still get up and go to work the next day, we ain't talking about no life changing numbers. Like, no, I'm not finna just sleep with you.
That's real talk. Y'all hear that?
So yeah, I just wonder what other people think.
You heard that though?
Yeah.
It's almost Halloween.
She's scared.
I'm scared. Look, I'm trying to move still though. I'm still scooting in my chair though. Like, that shit about not come behind me. I'm jumping up this table. I'm clearing out everything. Period. That's
funny.
I want to go to a haunted house in real life too. I'll be scared just like that.
Oh, no.
I'm scared already to think about it. I need some adrenaline rush. That should be in the morning. Oh. That's why they make scary shit all the time, because that's what be happening. Y'all knew that? It's a psychological thing. Hell yeah. Especially if you really scared. Like, a girl be really scared. Dudes be like, ha ha. They dumb asses. I love about.
He feeling like they be scared to him.
Man, well, he better not be scared. I can't have no scary ass nigga, dog. Nope.
You ain't gonna know until you know.
He better not be scared. You remember that movie? Oh. What movie was that with Madea? Was it with Madea? Nah. Tyler Perry might have wrote it, but it was another little family.
I don't know. I do. You just made me think, though. I think it's a good idea to take your nigga to a haunted house just to see how much bitch you got in.
That is, right?
Because you can be with that person, because when I think about it, I ain't never really been in a situation, a whole bunch of situations with people I dated where I had to actually see, like, they, like, you know, courage get tested like that.
Right,
like, you
can
be with a person for years and that's never really true. Be put in a situation where you can find out.
And you don't want to find out no wrong-ass situation, man. You don't want to be caught up in no gun crossfire fight ass, none of that. Just somebody fucking with you at the club, hoeing your nigga. Oh, that's your nigga? Oh, he a bitch-ass nigga. Now he a bitch-ass nigga because he ain't said shit back. He don't give a fuck. Now you got to defend him, though. You know what I'm saying? Some dudes
You can find that out from taking him to the haunted house.
Girl, listen. I'm just going to keep it rolling like this. This my shit. This feel good music. This is back in the day when they used to make that shit. You be riding in the car with no seatbelt on.
Girl.
Hitting every bump, flying up into the ceiling like
wait. So you know how they they make you have like a car seat and stuff to take the baby home? Yeah. So I asked my mom, I'm like, Mom, how did you like bring me home? This nigga said it's on her lap in the front.
Oh, you like, made
savage.
It.
I was like, savage.
I don't know what's going on now, but I think they were just more sensible people. They ain't drive. It was, I don't know, maybe, maybe not. But I don't think they drove so crazy and was so intoxicated and so stressed and so sleepy and so people. Nah, like they are. Anywho,
I just don't understand. Like
they were a lot slower. They were.
But I'm just saying, like, what happened
between them and us?
Like I can see technology advancing. But why did it advance?
They pressured us for like more schooling. We got more knowledge. Once we started learning how to research,
we should make us safer.
It should. It does to a certain extent.
Well, I mean, why the paranoia? Like, why all the judging? Like, it's
from them to us.
I mean, like now. Like in comparison to then, like what escalated?
Like, you know
what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, I get that technology and the evolution of, like, you know, the way we do things was meant to change. It had to change. Mm-hmm. But why the paranoia? Mm-hmm. Like, why the, oh, you gotta have a seatbelt on or you get a ticket. Like, or you gotta have your kid.
More ways to make money for the government, which is a business entity. And
but it's like, okay, so at what point are we gonna admit that we, like, are part of, like, a capitalistic, what is it? Dictatorship. But we won't admit it, though. Because they being subtle about it. I was watching South Park. And they was telling the little boy he could, like, write whatever he wants. Just go and be himself and write, write what came out of his heart. And it was like a man with a, like a security guard walking back and forth, looking over his shoulder. And every time he wrote something, he came and crossed it out.
The so security guard is?
This was, like, on the cartoon. But, you know, like,
I'm listening.
South Park because it's a lot of truth in South Park. You know what I'm saying? So it was in China, I guess. It was supposed to be like in China somewhere. But it kind of made me think about like dictatorship. Like, so that's a dictatorship, like country, right? And then here it's like,
or authoritative.
It's like, it's
kind of
the same thing, but, you know, it's like, okay, you gotta do it. If you don't do it, then you're gonna pay these fines. So that's kind of like the security guard walking back and forth, like,
exactly, sis. What you said. That's why people sign up to be sovereign citizens, but they call them terrorists and shit. And because I looked into it, I was like, I'm about to sign up to be a sovereign citizen. What the fuck? But then when I researched it, the backlash was like so great from people who actually did it. You get like,
I don't know, I think that that's a bad idea for like a person that got money.
That's a bad. That's not a bad idea.
I think it's a good idea for somebody who got money.
Okay.
I mean, because you could buy your own land and, like, you know, farm your own land. You kind of like.
True. Could be self-sustainable.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's really what the idea of it is. Yeah.
When you living like that, you don't have to really leave the country. That's my concern with becoming sovereign. Like, if I ever want to leave the country. You know what I'm saying?
Can you?
No, not so much that. But if something ever happened, I'm kind of hit. But I don't know, I just kind of feel like as a black person, you run the risk of kind of being hit anyway. But.
Oh, yeah, for
was
sure.
Was that too much?
No, I understand. I followed. If you need to rewind it a little bit, you can pause and rewind. This is a podcast, y'all. But, yeah, she just kicked that rear. I understand, though. You right. And I agree. You feel me? Like, it's all a matrix. I remember that movie. That's a good reference movie to what's real and what's not. Hello there. Good.
And we was inspired to do this by Prince.
Hey. Prince and the music, man. I love music. You always playing that good stuff. Good vibes. I wish I was rich, rich. Y'all could come every week. One day I am going to be. I'm just playing you a whole first class in the private jet. Like, getting them done. We're going to be doing it up on the plane. So when we land, we're going out. And then I'm going to turn you back around and bring you right back home.
Ain't that some shit?
Yeah.
Just like
I mean, after we go out and have fun, and you can stay at night if you want to. And so, I ain't trying to take you away from everything, but you know, it's gonna be like in the moment thing. Like, our appointment's just gonna be like vacation. Thank you for listening to City Angels Black Goddess Experience with your girl, the one true love, Slick Talk Live, y'all. Until next time, I'll see y'all on next Wednesday. Again, don't forget to follow me on Instagram at the one true love. And don't forget that we have sponsorships available. So hit me up, inbox me. And if you have any questions you want us to answer, be sure to hit me up on my email, cityangelsbgx@gmail.com. I'll holla.